Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. David Amequan, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Really quickly, so to, I guess, go along with what you were saying about the officer in Wauwatosa, from what I saw, the person was actually firing at Joseph Mesa. He was fired upon, and as far as you know, the situation and you know the $100,000 they gave him to go away, you know, they did that for the simple reason that you saw. I mean, if you're driving on North Avenue in Wauwatosa, there, the businesses were boarded up, everything was going, you know, hell in a handbasket over there, and. And what really disturbed me more than anything was that, if you remember, the mob came over to his house, and Mr. Bowen, of all people, who's one of the leading state people, was actually at the house, and they almost killed his girlfriend. And so I think to defuse it, that's why the city just said, okay, you know what, this is you literally were having the mob incite violence and what have you. Luckily, nobody else was killed at the house during that time. But at the end of the day, people are just angry, you know, because of what happened there at Mayfair Mall. And they looked at his track record. And keep in mind, he was involved with two other shootings. I think he killed two other people. And those were considered justified as well. So what I would just say is this, is that the track record with him, obviously there should be a concern because he's killed people. But in each case, it was clearly defined that he had a right to defend his own life. And that the argument could be made, maybe because he is a black officer, a lot of people forget, a lot of the officers that are killed in the United States are predominantly black officers. And that's because they're put in bad, nobody really talks about it, but there are plenty of officers that are pretty much, I mean, some are picked on more than others. I mean, it's sad. And in this situation, I think because of the circumstances that he had, the fact that, you know, Waukesha hired him, you know, it's, I'm not sure what the, you know, I guess the bigger avenue is. Would that be considered, is that a bad thing? And obviously Waukesha, they saw a guy that, you know, they felt to work in the police force.
Right, or so, killed three people. Yeah, David, let me correct a couple of things. First of all, when you're talking about people picketing his house, it is true that people went out there. When you say they almost killed his girlfriend, if they almost killed his girlfriend, they'd be in prison right now. You know that. You know that. They didn't, there was not that imputation at all. Secondly, you say around North Avenue, everything's boarded up and all that. You're talking about initially with some of the Black Lives Matter marches back last summer. That that is a thriving area right now. Some great restaurants, 60th and 59th, 60th, 61st, 62nd, 63rd and North, great area. And, you know, yes. Mayfair Mall, it's a great mall. It's a great mall.
Yes.
But in this particular case, David, this guy shot and killed three people. No one else in the police force out there shot and killed anybody. And this guy mm-hmm. shoots three people in a couple of years. And he's only been on the force mm-hmm. a couple of years. Mm-hmm. The third one, where you said that there was a gun and there was firing, there was testimony to that. And that was disputed. However, the first two, they didn't pull a gun on him. He wasn't defending himself at all. They were simply saying, well, this was a reasonable officer might have, you know, the guy in Kenosha who shot Jacob Blake in the back wasn't defending himself. He shot a guy in the back getting slowly in his car. The standard, they said, was a reasonable officer might have done that. Not a reasonable officer, not the 99%, the 1%. As far as Waukesha is concerned, they hire a guy who killed three people, shot three people. The only guy in the mm-hmm. Wauwatosa force who did it in a couple of years. Mensah is mm-hmm. his name. It's an Egyptian name. Mensah, yes he's African. Well, he appears African-American. I don't know if he's, you know, what yes. his ethnicity is. But Waukesha is sending a signal doing that, that they want somebody there that has killed three people. And that sheriff who did it, I saw the interview with him, and it's a very divisive thing. It's a very divisive thing. I think that Merrick Garland should investigate the Kenosha department, then the Wauwatosa department, and then certainly in Waukesha, that hiring. I think that hiring was wrong. But David, thank you for calling in. I like your contrary point of view. It's reasonably stated. We have some differences of opinion. Thank you for calling in. Okay, we're going to get on. One piece of good news. Vanita Gupta has now been confirmed for a senior Justice Department position. Now let's unpack that. And not only that, she got all the Democratic votes, 50, but we didn't even need Kamala Harris because Lisa Murkowski came over and voted. So it was bipartisan. And who's ever heard of Vanita Gupta? Why Vanita Gupta? You know, everybody thinks, well, it's only Biden's cabinet secretaries that have to be confirmed by the Senate. That's wrong. There are hundreds of people that have to be confirmed by the Senate. And usually it's very perfunctory. A committee will look at it. Staff will look at it. They do a criminal background check. They make sure that this person isn't flat out nuts and that kind of thing. And then they just say, all right, Joe Biden did more screening than we did, and that's who he wants, blah, blah, blah. So Merrick Garland finally got it, even though they held him up. And his number two, Vanita Gupta, will be, in effect, the number three, the head of the Civil Rights Division. Vanita Gupta is an amazing person. She gets out of law school, and she goes to work, and she finds a criminal case in the panhandle near Amarillo, in Amarillo, in Texas, where a whole bunch of African-American people simply get convicted and given long prison sentences. Some cases would be the rest of their life. For conspiring to kill an officer and do things. And it's all in the testimony of one officer. He has absolutely no evidence. There are no phone calls. There's no motive. There's nothing. And he just goes in and says it. So she unravels it. That officer finally confesses that he did it basically to get attention. And he's in prison right now himself. If it were not for Vanita Gupta, there are a lot of people in Amarillo, Texas, who'd be in prison the rest of their life and who are innocent. Now, this is partially a function of the Texas criminal justice system, which is really kind of a third world system in many areas in that state. Basically, it is if you're a criminal defendant, and especially a criminal defendant without influence in Texas, you're in deep trouble. And if you did the crime, okay, but what if you didn't do the crime? And there's a big expose on this in the media. And this guy finally broke and confessed. And if it hadn't been Vanita Gupta, it wouldn't have been taken apart. But why did she just get confirmed? You know, this is 3 months after Joe Biden became president. He became president on January 20th. She just got confirmed. It's because there were a handful of them that put in holds. They did everything they could to slow it up and attack her. Ted Cruz is one of them. Cornyn's another one. I mean, and these are Texas senators. They don't care that somebody in their state up in Amarillo is put in prison because a guy lied about them. Well, Vanita Gupta stood tall, and finally the holds disappeared because they're not perpetual holds. The committee, the Judiciary Committee, Durbin at the head, gets her through. And we figured, well, we'd have to bring Kamala Harris in to break. It'll be 50-50, and Lisa Murkowski came over. Now, what is the thought process of the other 49 Republicans to vote against Vanita Gupta? What is the thought process? She's clearly qualified. Civil rights is her avocation, her passion. She's a good lawyer with a good reputation. She did a heroic thing. But 49 of them, and that includes, you know, Marco Rubio, Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney, Pat Toomey. These are all people. Susan Collins. Susan Collins voted against her. Voted against her when Biden, this is a lower level position. Yes, it's high up in the Justice Department. It's the number three position in the Justice Department, head of the Civil Rights Division. What is the reason other than to pander to the QAnon base, to the extreme base? What is the reason? And the answer is there's no reason. So when I occasionally will say that some Republicans are showing some guts, for instance, Mitt Romney voting to convict Donald Trump in the Ukraine impeachment, Susan Collins occasionally throws a vote, but she's a cagey, sly thing, very cagey and sly, bad news. And Ben Sasse did get up and say, why should we get into a cult of worship over one dude about Trump? But Toomey is on his way out. He's not running for re-election. Burr of North Carolina is not running for re-election. Blunt of Missouri is not running for re-election. They're all scared to run for re-election. Could they do the right thing? You'd think they could do the right thing. Well, they didn't do the right thing. They did not do the right thing. And Vanita Gupta got through anyway. I'm glad that Lisa Murkowski came over. Lisa Murkowski is one of the ones who also voted to convict Trump for the January 6th insurrection. As a result, the Alaska Democratic Party, I've been to Alaska, I went fishing with some buddies off the Kenai Peninsula for halibut. I like Alaska, liked Anchorage, liked driving out to the Kenai Peninsula. Beautiful state. The only state in the United States I've ever known where I thought that nature was in charge and not man. You know, you can go camping in the Chequamegon Forest, or you can, you know, some park, and if you had to, you could go walking out in the woods and you'd feel pretty secure in Wisconsin. You wouldn't do that in Alaska, believe me. You camping out in the Kenai Peninsula, you go wandering off to use the bathroom in the woods in the middle of the night, and you might not come back, okay? And there are bears there, there are moose. You laugh at moose. Well, let me tell you something. They're very dangerous animals, beautiful animals. So Lisa Murkowski, I think she's running again, and I think she'll win. I think this Alaska Republican Party is putting up a hack, a Trump hack, QAnon hack. We don't want him in his kind. So good for Murkowski. Vanita Gupta got in. Very glad that Vanita Gupta got in. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina.